Hi, it's Colin Coward from the Colin Coward Podcast. Every goal starts with an assist. As official partners of U.S. soccer, this team is ready to deliver. Sensodyne, dentist-recommended defense of your sensitive teeth. Centrum, fueling your day with science-backed nutrients. Advil, of course, powerful inflammation-fighting pain relief. Voltaren Arthritis Gel, helps penetrate deep, keeps the joints moving, and Tums, ready to counterattack with fast heartburn relief. Learn how Haleon can assist your game day goals at haleonassist.com/Colin.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
All right, everyone may be seated. The point where we can have IT do what they need to do, or...
Why do you please have to, like... We're set up. We just have to, like... Go down there.
Once the cross is completed, then or the redirect is completed, then we'll take another break to let you relocate to where you need to be. And I am going to remain in this courtroom with the defendant and with the jury.
That's fine. We spoke with IT about it, and my understanding is we're going to be able to see you on the screen.
Yeah.
And
I'm,
hear you.
Yeah.
And so that should be fine, Your Honor.
All right. And the only other thing is that the video link for Zoom cannot show the minors. So if I cut my video feed off, will they still be able to see me?
I don't know the answer. Because my understanding is we're going to have like a closed Zoom that's just between us and this courtroom. That's not open to the public.
Okay, that may mean I need to change my video input because I'm working off the owl now. But I'll make sure that I do that so that it just shows me. We will. I want to make sure that the defendant's provided with all the due process rights he is entitled to. So what I will do is I'll look to you, sir, Mr. Ferriter, and you can just give me the nod if you need to speak with your attorneys, or if your attorneys want to state on the record after the direct that you wish to speak with your client, let me know, and I'll certainly provide that opportunity for that to occur. That will be fine. That will be fine. All right, court will be in recess. I've got 3 o'clock, so we'll be in recess to 3:10. All right, we're back in session on State versus Ferriter. Still waiting on Ms. Coakley, is that correct? You think we proceed without her? Okay. All right, Mr. Waheed, are you ready to continue with your cross? All right, you may go ahead and bring the jurors in, Mark. All rise.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. Mr. Wiley, you may continue with your cross-examination.
So, Detective, you spoke to Ty shortly after he came out of the school, correct?
I'm not sure who you're referring to.
Well, the child you know as Ronan, who we've started calling Ty as well. So I'm just trying to use his, the name he wishes to be used now is Ty. So.
Okay.
All right. So you spoke to him shortly after he was picked up at school, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Can you turn on the TV?
So, I'm going to. So you saw what he looked like, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and it was the same day, with probably within an hour of him being picked up from school, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Going to show you a short video clip of that. We can get the TV working. There we are. All right. Go ahead and play that. Okay. Do you recognize that child?
I do.
And who's that?
That is the victim in this case.
That's Ronan or Ty Ferreter?
That's correct.
Okay, and the date of this body worn is 1/31 of 2022, correct?
That's correct.
And is that the day you spoke to him at JPD?
That's correct.
And was he wearing what he's wearing here?
Yes, he was.
Okay. So this is what he looked like at that time, correct?
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to move defense one into evidence.
Any objection? All right, court receives and accepts Defendant's Exhibit 1 in evidence without objection.
Defense 2, thanks.
All right, defense 2.
It's 1 in evidence, and we did mark the prior, so let's keep it sequential. Let's keep it, the first exhibit will be 1 for ID purposes, which was not admitted, and the objection was sustained. So this will be Exhibit 2 in evidence without objection. Are you okay with that numbering, Ms. Moran? I don't want to screw your numbering up.
Whatever number you all want to use, I'm good with.
So that way we keep the original one separate, even though it's only ID. All right, so all right, in any event, 2 comes in evidence.
I just want to make sure that for defense exhibit 2, that's just that snippet and not the entire whole thing.
Correct.
That is correct.
That is it. That, just that section of the video that you saw. Now, at some point, you and other SWAT officers executed a search warrant on the home of the Ferreters, correct?
That's correct.
That was on February 8th of 22?
That's correct.
And the pictures that we saw on direct were after the execution of the search warrant?
That's correct.
And it was after the officers had already gone through and looked at everything that they needed to look for, correct? They were executing a search warrant, so they'd gone in and looked around the house.
They'd gone in and cleared the residence to make sure that the residence was clear and safe and made sure that it was okay for me to go and look for evidence that I needed, yes.
All right. And so, and then it was after that that you then had CSI come in and take the pictures that you just introduced on direct, correct?
That's correct.
And the officers that you were with, including yourself, were all wearing body-worn camera, correct?
That's correct.
And you walked through the house, and you could see the layout of the house and all of the rooms exactly as they were at the time where you first got there, correct?
the layout was the same. Yes, that's correct.
And the way it looked is the way it looked when you first walked in on February 8th of 22, correct?
That's correct.
So those body-worn cameras would be a true and accurate depiction of what the house looked like, both the layout and the physical objects in the house on February 8th of 22.
That's correct.
And that body-worn would be earlier than those crime scene pictures, correct, in time?
That's correct.
Okay. This time, Judge, I'd move to introduce body-worn camera from February 8th, 22, in the execution of the search warrant on the Ferreter home.
Do you have the exhibit?
We do.
All right, so what exhit? Exhibit 3?
It's a video.
Exhibit 3, right? Okay, all right. Any objection?
Yes, Your Honor, we would object. Can we approach?
You can approach. All right, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're going to take another break. I need to review some video before I have it presented to you, if at all. So that means we're going to take a quick recess for you, and we'll call you back as soon as I've done what I need to do out here. So don't get too comfortable, but it'll be – I'm told the video is 13 minutes, and I do need to review it prior to making an evidentiary ruling. All right, everyone may be seated. All right, so let's cue up this video for me to review. Yeah, so Ms. Murad, thank you. Go right. I only want you to show me what you're intending to play before the jury and what will be admitted into evidence. And I think you also need to state clearly on the record which body cam segment it is for which officer so that it's readily identifiable for record purposes.
I don't actually, I would have to look and see whose body worn camera it is. When I was provided it, we don't necessarily get that. I did not get the evidence.com link. However, this is a body worn camera. I'll put it in the exhibit. It's 2020. I'll figure out a way to identify it. And we're starting this at 4:20.
Okay. Yeah, just turn it so I can see it.
And this is Defense Exhibit 3. It is the body worn of the execution of the search warrant on December 8th.
All right, you can hit play, and this is a 13-minute segment?
No, it's being played from 4:20.
It looks about 8 minutes, I guess.
Your police department, your search warrant for the residence. Please step out of the home. Here we go.
Yeah, open door right, and I have a long hall party. It's going to be for the kids.
You're the police department. We have a search warrant for this residence. Please step out of the home. Here we go.
I'm going to hold right. I'm going to make one.
Just go ahead and bail that thing. You're the police department. We have a search warrant for 277 Grand Point North. If there's anybody present in this residence, please step out with your hands up. Do it now.
Aren't you on slide?
Yep.
They walk in the wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have a wall?
Yeah, we have a wall.
All right, thank you. All right.
So I make a note at 519. This is that wall. Open it up. Open it up. Please
step out and search the wall. Open it up. What's up? Shield.
Clear.
Clear.
Does that conclude the video?
Yes.
All right, let me hear a brief argument from the state on your objection again.
Portion should not be shown. Also,
up to what portion?
I know they started at 4 minutes and 20 seconds. The beginning 4 minutes and 19 seconds should not be shown. So if they're starting it at 4 minutes and 20 seconds, that's fine. But the fact of the matter is that this is the execution of the search warrant. The detective was not part of the execution of the search warrant. He was present after the fact or even at that time, but he did not himself go into the house until after when the CSI was taking pictures. And the fact that there is weapons drawn, there are officers that are have like the protective shield, none of that is relevant to them showing the layout of the house. If they want to show the layout of the house, there may be a different body worn camera to do that.
All right, response, Mr. Wade, and then I'll make a ruling.
Thank you. So I laid foundation with the detective. The detective was there. It's really a question of, does this truly and accurately depict the layout of the house?
Yes, but in a way that's not, in a way that's probative and not unduly prejudicial. And that's a concern I have. So I want you to address the prejudice argument, because after seeing the video, I have some concern about prejudice of showing that. And there being much more available means to show the layout of the house without having the potential prejudice of showing guns drawn by law enforcement on the execution of a search warrant.
So I don't know that, I don't know how it, who the prejudice is to, but the fact is that the layout of the house, first of all, this is the first time they go into the house, is the best evidence of what that house looked like before anyone, before any law enforcement touched anything. Secondly, the pictures that were introduced while of each room don't actually show the proximity and the distance. For example, the garage to the kitchen, and it's one short hallway for between the two, that where the master bedroom is, where the where they decided to put the toddler, which is right across from the master bedroom. It also, the when you have the video going through the house, you get a sense of the size of the house. This is not a, you know, 5,000, 6,000 square foot house. This is about a 3,000 square foot house. You also get a sense of the proximity of the children's rooms. They go in and there's one room, bathroom, room. These are all very tight. These are generally small rooms. You get a better sense of that, the size of those rooms.
Mr. White, are you telling me there are no other body-worn cam videos that don't have weapons drawn that can achieve the same purpose of showing the layout of the house.
So I went, we looked through to find, so obviously all the officers who are breaching have weapons drawn. So we went through for those officers who first go in to see. Now, I think the officer whose body camera we have shown the court has the least amount of time where there's a gun in the picture. As you could see most of the house from that, it's not blocking the view, which is why that one is selected. And I think there's, there, every officer upon entry had a gun drawn. So there is not one picture or video of body worn on entry without a gun or a shield.
All right, so I did not hear a question about Officer Ryan, I think it was Colith, whether he had a body worn camera. He was the first one there. He went and observed the structure, the first witness. Are there any other? The very Ryan Kolnick. He didn't. All right. The first officer that went inside was whom?
He didn't have a body worn camera.
He did not have a body worn camera.
He had the sheriff on a prior day. So he didn't have a body worn on that.
All right. So is there any body worn camera that shows the layout of this premises at any point in time, at or near the time of the alleged incident? Okay. All right. My ruling is I'm going to sustain the state's objection. I find this, quite frankly, to be unduly prejudicial to both sides, and that the prejudice is outweighed by the probative value of merely showing the layout of the premises. It's without prejudice to the defense to use other means, other body-worn camera segments to show the layout in a situation that's not nearly as energized as what's shown on this body-worn camera here. So if you've got other body-worn camera that shows layout or where the rooms are situated or what's in the rooms where guns are not drawn, I will allow it. But I'm not going to allow the playing of this video before the jury. Let's have this marked as Defense Exhibit 3 for ID, and it'll be part of the record for appellate purposes. All right. Mr. Royd, are you ready to continue with your cross?
I am.
All right. You may go ahead and have the jurors brought back out. Let's go ahead and take that off the screen. All right, everyone may be seated. Mr. Wyatt, you may continue with your cross-examination.
Detective, on direct examination, you said you, so you had subpoenaed all of the Ring videos, correct?
That's correct.
And those Ring videos were from January 5th to February 1st of 2022, correct?
Excuse me, I apologize. May I refer to the search warrant?
Yes.
Thank you. And it was a search warrant, not a subpoena. And the date range was from December 28th, 2021 to January 31st, 2022.
December 28th, 2021 to January 28th, you said?
December 28th, 2021 to January 31st, okay. 2022.
All right. And in that month and a few days, there were 21,000 different video clips that you obtained, correct?
That's correct.
And you said you reviewed most of them, correct?
That's correct.
And on direct, you said that that the child used that Home Depot bucket to both urinate and defecate?
That's correct.
Which video did you ever see where he defecated in that bucket?
I did not see a video where he defecated in the bucket.
And you're aware that the Ferreters had very recently moved into that house, correct?
That's correct.
Somewhere in late December of 2021.
That's correct.
Shortly before the Ring camera was set up and where the dates of the videos start. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And in the pictures that you'd introduce on direct, you can see in the master bedroom a picture, a big picture that is still on the ground in the master bedroom. You see boxes in other parts of the house. There's still an effort of moving in happening that you can see evidenced in those pictures, correct?
Overruled, if you know, you can answer.
If you're saying that it appears that they were just moving in, it didn't appear to me that they were just moving in. And the residence, it appeared that the residence had been lived in for some time, especially if you looked in the garage, you could see that there were several items that were there that had been appeared to be stored there for some time. And there was also a subsequent enclosure in which the victim was made to stay in.
So it's your position that they had not recently moved in?
My position is, you stated by those photographs, if I could speculate, if it appeared that they had just moved in. By those photographs, no. By their testimony and what was told to me, I was advised that they had just recently purchased the house, and I was advised that they had just recently moved into the house. Those photographs, to me, it didn't appear that they had just moved in.
When you came to the house on January 30th, that was the first time you came to the house, correct?
That's correct.
And Tim Ferreter was not at the house, correct?
That's correct.
And you subsequently learned he wasn't even in the country at the time, correct?
That's correct.
No other questions.
Any redirect?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, you may begin, Ms. Black.
On cross, you were asked about seeing Ronan defecating in the Home Depot box?
That's correct.
The bucket? Okay. But you said that you did not see that on video.
That's correct.
That was not on the video in the Jupiter home, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But he did speak to you about what had happened in Arizona.
That's correct.
Your Honor, I have no further questions.
Okay, is this witness excused?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, sir, that concludes your testimony. You may step down. Thank you for being here. Okay, so you're not excused from all further proceedings, but you're excused for purposes of your testimony today.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, for the next witness, we need to set up the technology so that it can be properly presented to you. So it's going to be about a 10-minute process. I'm going to have you retire to the jury room again. It won't be that long. As soon as we're geared up to present the testimony to you through the technology, then we'll have you right back out here. All right, everyone may be seated. Before I let the attorneys leave for the other courtroom, is there any special instruction that the state wishes the court to read regarding the in-camera testimony that they're going to be seeing? All right, so two things. I will read that instruction, but I also think because this testimony is being presented to them in a way that is not the normal process with somebody on the witness stand, that I can just give them an instruction off the top of my head that they're to regard this testimony the same as they would any other testimony received in this courtroom and to consider it for all purposes. Any objection to that from either side?
No, I can check.
Okay.
My recommendation on the Lindor one, though, is I'll alert you, and then I'll just stop, and you're not going to
Okay, so you'll let me know at the appropriate time that the state wishes to have that read. That's fine with the court.
I have to invoke the rule of sequestration. It hasn't been an issue, but if I could just invoke the rule of sequestration.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the rule of sequestration has been invoked, and that is a rule of evidence and procedure that says that if there are any prospective witnesses that are in the courtroom, you must leave and remain outside of the courtroom until you are called as a witness. That's designed so that the witnesses do not get the opportunity to hear any other testimony prior to their own testimony. Once your testimony is concluded, usually the witnesses can remain in the courtroom after that time and view the remaining part of the proceedings. I do rely on counsel to tell me and keep track of the gallery to tell me if there are any witnesses that you intend to call that have come into the courtroom and alert me as quickly as possible so that I can make sure that they're asked to leave. Are there any witnesses that are in the courtroom right now that either side intends to call?
No,
all right. Has either side seen any witnesses during any of the testimony thus far of people in the courtroom that they would intend to be calling as witnesses in this case?
She does have a list of witnesses here, but I don't know if she intends to call her. I assume not.
Yeah, I don't intend to at this point, but we can have her step out in an abundance of caution.
Yeah, I think in an abundance of caution, you should have her step out if she's on the witness list, unless you formally excuse her from the list.
And I just, because there are out-of-state witnesses that have watched some of the proceedings via Zoom, I do want to make that clear that applies to any of them.
The rule applies to all witnesses, whether you're in this courtroom or whether you're here virtually through Zoom or whether you're watching through some televised proceeding of this trial. You're not to be viewing the testimony of any witnesses that have testified prior to you. You can be asked that on your direct or cross-examination. So I would tell all witnesses that are listed or that are expected to testify that if you are on Zoom, you should not be listening to, in fact, you shouldn't even be on Zoom right now while we're in the testimony phase of the case until such time as you've been called. Once your testimony is concluded, then you could log back on and observe the proceedings. Ms. Coakley, how long is it anticipated for you two to do what you have to do in courtroom 10G?
I think it'll probably take us like 10 minutes.
All right, so. Anything that I need to address beforehand? All right, so we're going to. Okay, so let's shoot for 10 minutes so that we squeeze every bit out of the day that we can today. How long is this witness expected to take?
I think that the full hour should be enough time.
Okay. All right, so let's definitely try to get it all set up within the 10-minute time period. And then IT is going to set it up here, so you'll give me the thumbs up from courtroom 10G once you're ready, and then I will give the instruction to the jurors prior to the start of that testimony.
This can be done during the testimony. I'll let you know.
Okay. So is Ms. Black going to remain in this courtroom? Okay. All right. Good enough. All right. Good enough. And
Ms. Morales stay here as well.
All right. So we have all bases covered with counsel present in the courtroom and the court. Okay. Good enough. All right. So Ms. Coakley, you go get set up, and Mr. Waheed, you're going to be in the other courtroom, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Court will be in recess for 10 minutes. And IT can go ahead and set up my system now. That's fine the way it is. I just want to make sure that from a Zoom standpoint, they're only receiving audio at this point.
Yes.
Okay, that's all set up.
I'm on a Zoom as well, so I hear you.
Okay, so they're receiving audio, not video. This is dedicated link to here, so I think we're good to go.
Okay.
Is that where the sound's coming from?
It's not coming from that TV.
It's not coming from the TV.
It's just coming from
there? Sounds like it's coming from now.
And Ms. Black, who's the witness that's going to be testifying first? Okay, do we have the clerk there to administer oath, or are we going to do the oath remote?
I'm not sure if you're listening. You try.
Your Honor, I don't know if you can hear me. And this is Brianna Coakley.
All right, can you hear me fine, Ms. Coakley?
I can hear you fine. We do not have the clerk here. If the clerk was going to come, I was going to ask if she could bring the photographs that were just entered so I can show them to this witness. But if not, it's not a major deal.
All right, so that's what I'm going to have. One of the clerks, if he could, go down to 10G and take the photographs so that Ms. Coakley and Mr. Waheed has them physically. And then once you've administered the oath, Dana, you could come back. Ms. Coakley, are there going to be any other exhibits that the clerk's going to have to manage?
No, and we're not going to enter any exhibits. I just want to show some of the photographs.
Okay. All right. So once you get down there, Dana, we'll get the jurors in here, and then we'll go ahead and start by having you administer the oath in the presence of the jurors.
And just for the record, the state entered into evidence the Exhibit 15, which is a compilation of all the paper copies of State Exhibit 1 through 13. So State 15 is just the USB with all the pictures on that were.
Any objection? All right. So when the jury comes back out, just move 15 in evidence because I like to receive evidence in front of the jury. Okay. All right. So Mr. Waheed, Ms. Coakley, are you ready to proceed?
Otherwise, you're ready.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and bring the jurors. No, as soon as Dana gets there, it'll only take a minute. Then we'll get started. In case I go wrong. And while we're waiting for her to get there, am I okay with both sides with me telling the jury that both the state and the defense have agreed that the next witness's testimony can be taken in the manner that it's being presented to them? Because it ended up being by agreement, correct?
That's fine, Your Honor.
No. I'm talking about the method of testimony. That was by agreement of the parties. All right. Okay. Before we get started, I do want to thank our IT people for working through the logistics of this. It's kind of tricky having a Zoom link and also doing in-camera type testimony. And for those people that are watching and listening to the proceedings on Zoom, during this stage of the trial, you will still receive the audio link from the court, but you will not receive the video link because by agreement, the parties have agreed that the testimony of the witness in terms of any broadcast, her likeness and image will be blurred out or not shown. Ms. Coakley, I don't see Dana there yet, so just confirm for me when she arrives so that I don't miss her.
He is entering at this very moment, Your Honor.
Okay.
Need a second? Okay. She's here. We're all settled.
All right. Thank you for rushing down there, Dana. Okay. All sides ready to proceed with the next witness. All right,
yes,
Mark,
Your Honor.
You may go ahead and bring the jurors out. And Ms. Black, I'll deal with your Exhibit 15 before we start this.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, before we begin with the next witness, Ms. Black, you have another exhibit to admit at this time? All right, any objection?
Okay.
All right, so the court receives and accepts State's Exhibit 1515 without objection. All right, thank you, Ms. Black. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the next phase of the proceeding is going to be the testimony presented to you via remote technology. I need to let you know that both sides have agreed in advance to the presentation of the testimony of the next witness in the format that we're presenting it to you. This is live testimony. This individual is in another courtroom, happens to be my main courtroom that they're in and set up for the direct and cross-examination. The thing that's important for you is, even though this is being presented to you remotely, you're to view it and consider it and listen to it the same as you would if this young lady was sitting here in the stand, on the witness stand in this particular courtroom, just because of the way it's being presented. It's being done remotely at this point in time. So with that, and again, you're to consider this the same as you would any other testimony and disregard the format in which it's being presented to you. With that, Ms. Coakley, are you ready to call your next witness?
We are, Your Honor. At this time, the state would call Fiona Farriter.
Okay. All right. At this time, I'm going to have the clerk in courtroom 10G, if you could, go ahead and administer the oath to Ms. Farriter.
Raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Ms. Coakley, you may begin at your convenience.
Thank you, Your Honor. Could you please tell us how old you are? And what grade are you currently in? Now, tell us a little bit about...
Ms. Coakley, I have not heard her last two answers. Let's do a mic test on her.
Go ahead and give us how old you are again.
17. All right, that's better. Okay. All right, and just stop for just...
Is that acceptable, Your Honor?
That is acceptable, but I want to just get a sound check and a video check from the jurors. Video is fine as far as the distance. And if you have any problem with sound, raise your hand so I can alert them as quickly as possible. All right, that's good. Ms. Coakley, you may proceed.
Fiona, I think you're a little soft-spoken, so because we're dealing with these mics, we're just going to try and... you speak as loud as possible, if that's okay. So you said you're 17 years old. Are you nervous about being here today? Is this a topic that you like to talk about? No. Is it kind of embarrassing to be here and have to talk about these things?
Okay, Ms. Coakley, I'm going to have your assistance to make sure she does everything she can to project, because she has a very soft voice and it's not coming. If I'm not hearing it, I know my jurors are not hearing it. So, Ms. Farriter, as best you can, even if you have to feel like you're shouting, make sure you project, okay? Do you understand that, ma'am?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Go ahead, Ms. Coakley.
When you are nervous, I noticed you giggled a little bit. Is that a nervous tic that you have?
I get nervous, so I see that a little. Yeah.
Now, we're here to talk, do you know what we're here to talk about, more or less?
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about how your family was made up in January of 2022. So that's right when you moved back to Florida. Mm-hmm. Who was part of your family at that point?
So my parents, my sister, and my brothers.
Okay. What were your parents' names?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about your siblings. What were their names? Who is the oldest sibling in your family? Okay, who's second?
All right, Ms. Coakley, they're still having a problem hearing her. So, Ms. Farriter, I'm going
to... She is speaking like very close to the microphone and pretty clearly here. We're going to see if IT can help us.
All right, so let's see if IT can increase the gain. And I'm going to ask you to go back to the last two questions because I think that's where she dropped off. Maybe we can increase the gain on that mic.
I think he's going to switch mics for us. And so if you just give us one moment, we'll... Okay.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's. Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.